Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Welcome to the second hour of the John Moore Show. This is your guest host, Tim Spencer, standing in for John while he takes care of business in St. Louis. Today is Thursday, the second day of January in a brand new year of 2020. Happy New Year, everybody. Our guest has not called in, so folks, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And we'll keep on going like we did the first hour. That was really fun. So, folks, give me a call. Hey, Jerry, if you're listening, call me, buddy. Just step away from the goats a little bit. So, anyway, folks, again, the second hour, we were going to talk about gold and silver. Now, Steve Hunt is I wouldn't call him a close personal friend, but I would call him a friend. He used to be with Gold Wealth Financial. Now he's with Swiss America. I think he's still got the same physical office location. But if you go to John's website and click on the Swiss flag up there at the top, it's a red with a white cross through it. Click on that and it'll take you right to Steve's landing page. It should have, I think there's a 1-800 number on there. Pick up the phone, give Steve a call, tell him you got referred from the John Moore Show, and you know, talk to him. He might be able to convert your current IRA to gold or silver. I know for a fact you can buy physical silver from him. I've done it. So I'm sure physical gold too. But anyway, give him a call. I mean, it's a heck of an investment. And I know for a fact that the, what you call it, the premium, the markup on the metals above spot is very, very low. So give him a call and talk to him. I don't want to tell you what it is because it might have changed. I ain't talked to him in several months. But give him a call. He might be able to do something for you. So, you know, my personal thing is silver. That's what I buy a little bit of every month. And you'd be surprised how fast it adds up. So, you know, I wish I could afford to buy gold, but I don't get paid for this, folks. Excuse me. All right, again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. 313-943-9443. Okay, let's see if anything's changed real quick in the news, if there's any massive headlines. Okay. Trying right now. I got an alert on my phone. Doesn't look like anything's happening too much. Click over here on Zero Hedge. Look at the Fox News alert I got. This is kind of a big one right here, folks. Turkey's parliament approves military deployment to Libya. So instead of just sending in their mercenaries, which they've already done, Turkey is sending in actual troops at the request and invitation of the United Nations Recognized Government of National Accord, the GNA. This could go places, folks. Yes, Libya does need absolute stabilization, but this is going to be interesting. The rebels have taken almost all of Libya, short of Tripoli. So we're going to see what happens on that. Well, we got our first caller, the second hour. We got two callers. Well, we're going to go to Kyle in Montana on line one first, and then Glenn in Philadelphia on line three. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Tim. A couple thoughts for you, kind of jumping around the spectrum here.
Sure.
With your health, did you ever try that dandelion root extract?
No, I have not tried that, but we do eat dandelions every spring, and a lot of them.
Well, I was going to, you should look up Windsor College, Quebec, Canada, dandelion root extract, because they exposed every known form of cancer that they could find to this extract, and it killed every one of them.
All right, I put it in my search bar. And as soon as the show is over, I'll look it up.
Yeah, I would, and if you don't care for tinctures, and it takes a while to make, Dr. Norman Shealy says that he drinks 3 cups of dandelion root tea every day as a preventative, and he's almost 90. So anyway, that's one thought for you. You set in for John and heard you say you're really sick, and I'm really sorry to hear that, but I do know that, I take it every day. I made 5 quarts of it this last year, and I take, 2 dropperfuls underneath my tongue every day, twice a day. So, just something like that might help you. I'd be pounding it if I were you. I'd be drinking.
But I'm going to try it. I'm just looking at the prices. They're not bad.
Yeah, dandelion root tea is not, I mean, it's kind of cheap. And you can you can get that at your local health food store and start drinking 3 or 4 or 5. If I was sick in a bad way, I'd be drinking, 4, 5, 6 cups of that a day, trying to get that into my system. But that's one thing. The other thought I was going to say, and don't get me wrong, there are some really smart, good women, but Scripture talks about it is to your shame when women rule over you. I heard you talking about that lady becoming a vice president and running with Trump, and I just have an aversion to a woman leading anything. Wouldn't have been for the female vote, Bill Clinton would have never been in office, or Obama for that matter. And I'm not against women. I mean, I've been married for almost 40 years, so I'm not.
Me too.
Don't get me wrong with that. But when it comes to ruling and presidential, and there's been some good ones, Thatcher and Meyer, and but they're no worse, nor better than a bunch of the men either. I'm not saying that, but Scripture talks about it in Isaiah that it to be unto your shame when women rule over you and children. The other quick thought I was going to throw out there. There was a guy, Steve something on Vince Vanelli's show, and I love that guy. He's great. But anyway, Engel, I think his last name is, but he said what he has purposed for his New Year's resolution, and I throw that out, this out there for everyone, to become as intolerant as possible, to get in the face of these, the perverts, the stinking crazy liberals, the anti-gun people, to get in their face and start talking back and standing up and becoming as intolerant to the stupidity around him as he can be. And I am going to join him. I told my wife this year, I am just because we have just been browbeaten so bad in this country for so long. I pretty much do it anyway, but I'm going to redouble my efforts to stand up against and talk right in, get in people's faces if I have to stand up to this stupidity that's been running rampant in this country for so many years.
But, okay, what was the third thing? But yeah.
Okay, last thing. People will notice, as far as that church shooting in White Settlement, Texas. That shooting, and this is for people that are carrying arms in, you know, or concealed carry, wherever they're at. The shooting actually was over. The entire, from the time the guy pulled the shotgun till the time he was shot dead, in 3.7 seconds, according to Sam that was on John's show Monday. Anyway, 3.7 seconds, folks, is not a long time.
Did you watch the video on that?
I watched it about 10 times, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guy pops off two shots with a shotgun, and when I first watched, I thought he shot three times because the shots from the good guy, from the ex-FBI agent, was so quick. You know, boom, 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 and it's over.
Yeah, and by the way, that was a media screw-up. This guy is, according to one of the other reports I just read, this guy that shot the perpetrator was not an FBI agent or a retired cop either. He was just head of security for the church, a normal layman.
And he does own a gun range. I saw an Al Jazeera report where he was talking to them and showing off the gun range and everything that he owns.
All right. Good. Good for him.
I agree.
It's just that we tend to want to delegate responsibility to people that are quote unquote in authority, you know, but I've shot with a bunch of deputies and I outshoot 95% of them. So don't,
you and me both.
You know, don't, I'm just telling people, don't try to relegate something to the police or to somebody that is, don't abdicate your responsibility, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Get out there and train and shoot and get to where you're good. And you can pull and shoot within, you know, a second and a half to be able to take care of whatever a threat were to be posed. And with that, I'll let your other caller get on there. And I just thought I'd call in this morning.
Well, thank you, Kyle. You call back anytime, buddy. Next, we go to Glenn in Philadelphia on line three. Good morning again, Glenn.
Oh, hi, Tim. I just called back because things were quiet, but fortunately, you got a good number of callers this morning.
Oh, yeah.
If you need, I'm just trying to keep you from getting bored. If you need to drop me, that's fine.
I didn't mean to drop you. We got one caller next in line.
Okay, well, I'll just be brief. Your previous call was just talking about gun issues. And that's one thing to watch out for with Tulsi Gabbard. She is not pro-Second Amendment. And yet, Oh, yeah. Tulsi Gabbard is not pro-Second Amendment. She's an anti-gunner. And even though she was in the military. But she's still too right-wing for them. See, that's the thing. She's too moderate for this ultra-leftists. And I think you could be right. They could be screwing up because I still say that they are going to field the South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg as for VP slot because he's young. He is a white male. That's against him, but he is gay and he is married, and that's where he left. And they would
if he gets in there. He's not going to do it. But if he was to be president, instead of president and first lady, would he have the president and the first gentleman?
I suppose so. But I don't think, not the president. I say they'll use him for the VP slot. Because if they field a female candidate for the president, you know, if Hillary were to come back or if they were to field Tulsi, they'd have a white male under the thumb of a female, and that way they would love. And yet he is very much a communist. His father was a scholar of communist literature and translator and stuff, and he's multilingual, and he's very eloquent. He's a good extemporaneous speaker. And they may end up doing that with him as VP. But they've got a real problem for the presidential slot because Biden's just a disaster waiting to happen. We have the video of Biden rejoicing over getting the Ukrainian prosecutor fired for looking into his son.
Right.
And talk about collusion, coercion, and duress. I mean,
they
have a video of him committing, using duress and rejoicing and saying, SOB, you know. And, and it's like you're doing the very thing that they're accusing Trump of, you know.
Right. But if he does it, it's okay. If Trump does it, which he didn't, you know.
Right. Well, in his case,
it's Ukraine saying there was no pressure.
Well, it's blatant, it's egregious, and it's on video, you know. And you know, Biden might be old guard counsel in foreign relations, but he's been such a fumble mouth over the years. His handlers have had to shut him up. I mean, back when he was VP, he disappeared.
Right.
You know, they shut him up because he was shooting off puts his foot in his mouth. And, I'm sure they don't want him, but I don't see Hillary coming back. If she came back, I think we'd have a rerun of 2016 with the black van and she would break down under the stress of the campaign alone.
Right.
You know, so I don't think she's fit physically or mentally. I think she's received special treatments. I wouldn't be surprised if she had all kinds of fancy stem cell treatments and stuff like that. But I don't think
it wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah, no, but. On domestic politics, one more caller, I'll raise this. The reason I think Pelosi isn't sending the articles of impeachment over the Senate is it's sitting there like a bear trap ready to clamp shut on them in discovery phase and with the witnesses they call.
I agree with you. Not only that, though, she also accomplishes the other purpose of, you know, keeping a cloud over Trump's head. Go ahead.
Basically, it's the end of the line. The Mueller thing failed, and this thing, though they got their vote, I mean, Comey already made some remark to the fact that, they shouldn't have done this. And it's like, you go ahead and throw that pile of papers right in the middle of that bear trap and trigger it, and they're going to be, it's going to backfire on them so bad they're not going to believe it. And I think now she's trying to sit on that the way they sit on bills in committee and don't bring them out to the floor in the Congress. You know, if they bring that out, man, it's going to be question and answer time, and they don't want that.
Oh, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you, Glenn. you know, can you imagine a Senate trial, where they start questioning people under oath and the truth starts to come out? That's just going to be a mess.
Yeah. Barr is just sitting there saying, be very, very quiet. We're hunting leftists.
Yes. Oh, well. You know, the last I heard, we're looking at late spring, early summer before people start getting arrested. And I hope it happens. Glenn, thank you for calling back, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to Rod in Missouri on line 5 as soon as we come back. Be back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And we're back, everybody. It is Thursday, the second day of January in the year of our Lord, 2020. Happy New Year, folks. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments at 1-800-313-9443. We have Ron in Missouri on line 5 waiting. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, I was talking about Israel a while ago.
Yeah.
In the Jewish religion, they cannot have an actual physical country until their Savior returns. And Jesus was not their Savior, so they cannot claim they have a country. And the map or the flag of Israel, everybody needs to understand what that means. That blue stripe is that river, and the white is all the land on either side of it that they have not taken yet. Yeah. And that Jews in the Bible is not Jews in of that, pardon me, Israel in the Bible is not the Israel of that communistic body part selling, pornographic, drug dealing, low-life scumbag over there called Israel. People need to understand that. And
okay.
Talk about cancer. Cancer is cured in various places throughout the world. In Germany,
yes, it
they inject hydrochloric acid, and also they use Latril, that's also known as B17, and is also known as amygdalin, And there was a doctor in California who was curing people with it, and the government went after him, and he moved across the border to Tijuana, and he has a 60-bed hospital, and nobody leaves there with cancer. And his, whatever that is on the website, is oasisofhope.com, and you do not leave there with cancer. And one of the many cures, probably 27 or 30 cures for cancer, but they cannot be patented. And for heart trouble, a lot of people just use walnuts. They cannot be patented. But anyway, one good thing that's real easy is syrup. You boil it, and then you pour in baking soda. The baking soda in the body is oxygen. Cancer cells cannot survive in oxygen. I'm sorry to hear John sick. And you're doing a good job. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, sir. No, John's not sick. He's just busy in a certain area of St. Louis where there is no internet. He just had some work he had to do today. He's not sick.
I hear you. Okay. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your call, Ron. All right, folks, call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Show's been going pretty good so far. Let's keep it going. Give me a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to within reason. And, you know, really would enjoy your company this morning. Okay, let's see. What do we talk about next? Let me click on this. I was just reading an article on Zero Hedge. This is not 1979, and Donald Trump is not Jimmy Carter. Well, I can Roger up to that. According to this, markets are all up again. Stocks, bonds, gold, and even the dollar now, later this morning, or now, vice earlier, is rallying. So it's all fake, folks. It ain't real. Just remember, everything they're doing is that $100 billion a night that the Fed is injecting into equities and all that. So if that ever ends, so does everything else. Just keep that in mind. Okay, again, folks, call in number is 1-800-313-9443. So give me a call, and we'll talk about whatever you want. Let's see. Man, I sure wish that my buddy called in so we could talk about gold and silver. Oh, well. Can't win them all. Let's see what the price is right now on both of them. See if they're going up or down. Ah, gold's up to $1,530.80. Silver's up to 1813. That's a 13% or a 14 cent gain since the open. Gold is up $13, which is 0.86%. Silver's up 1.15%. So, yeah, what we said earlier is true. Everything's going up. So, let's see what else is going on. Again, folks, call in number 1-800-313-9443. This thing in Australia, I mean, it's just incredible. Said some flee, some others restock before Australian wildfires worsen, which they're supposed to do on Saturday. Heat's supposed to go up and so is the wind. Anyway, we've got a break, folks. 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on Thursday, January 2nd, 2020. First time for John Moore Show being back on the air this year, and so Happy New Year to everybody. We're going to go to Jerry in Texas, my good friend, on line one. Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, good morning. My goodies are saying good morning, too. Let me get away from I listened back on archive Saturday, and it does sound like a windmill that Lee Brennan screech.
If I was there standing next to you, I'd know it was guineas, but over the air, I wasn't sure.
Well, you know, I've got one of those smarter than me phones that I've got earbud and a little mic that plugs in. It's hardwired, and I didn't realize that mic, how sensitive, how much it picks up the background noise. It is absolutely amazing. But anyway, my apologies to those that listening that's got sensitive ears. I'll try to be more conscious of it in the future. But happy 2020, everyone. I wish everybody out there a good, safe, prosperous year. And I want to preface the discussion. Folks, James, latter part of the Epistle of James says, pray and pray a fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Pray for our president, pray for our country, and pray for one another that we have a quiet and peaceful life. And
yeah, not
only here, but worldwide. So with that, I want to do a 180, maybe a 360 plus 80. You're a webmaster, so
yeah.
I'm assuming that you're real knowledgeable with computers and different operating systems and what have you. Are you familiar with any of the Linux programs?
That's all I use. That's all I've used for over 20 years. I refuse to use anything Microsoft. And if you're just starting out, I would recommend OpenSUSE, OpenSUSE, and get the 15.1 version. It's absolutely free. You download it. You put a blank DVD in. Click on it to burn an ISO image, which what that is, it allows you to load the operating system on your computer. You don't have to wipe out Windows. You can automatically load them side by side so that when you start your computer, you got a choice of either Linux or Windows. So you don't lose anything that way. Try it. If you don't like it, get rid of it.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking, I'm very new at it. I've been reading and following a different distros. I remembered something. And I've been following it for 10 years, or probably 20 years, and never got the nerve to do it. And I found a little computer online, eBay. It's a Dell Latitude 2100. It's a rubberized case. The second one I've got. I've got one that runs Sevens Professional. Microsoft. But they had one on for sale. I bought it for about $54, shipping included.
Right.
Little computer that's got a MX Linux. It's Debian already loaded on it.
Oh, okay, and that's perfect. If you're just learning Linux, that's a perfect one.
Well, everybody I talk to, the preference is Ubuntu. But, I'm one of these that I'm lucky to figure out what the O-N-O-F-F button's for. And, I told a friend of mine when I upgraded to Windows that we was emailing back and forth. He had moved to Pennsylvania, and I was down. I bought a new computer. Goodness, this has been 25 years ago, I guess. And told him, I was trying to figure out what the O-N-O-F-F buttons were. And he emailed me right back. He said, I knew I was in trouble when I had to go to start to turn it off. Now, that's an oxymoron, folks, if there ever was one. But anyway, so I'm probably getting a lot of wind noise now. I'm just kind of curious about that. I want to use this primarily for ham radio programs, and I was just curious if you were familiar with it. And you might for us computer illiterates, and I hope there's more than me out there. I don't want to be totally alone.
If you have problems, Jerry, just call me.
Okay. Well, I was going to suggest you might want to look at, if you've got time on your Saturday show once a month, take 30 minutes or something and address some different ideas and knowledge, pass it on that you have about those things to help us old country folk out here.
Okay. I can do that. I'll tell you what, why don't you call in Saturday? We don't have a guest scheduled, and we'll talk about some of this stuff. We'll get a little bit deeper in it. Sound like a plan?
That sounds like a plan. But anyway, thanks for taking my call. And
yes, sir.
Yeah, 2020 is going to be an interesting year. Every time I see it, I think about 20. Yeah, well, it's a good or bad. But 2020 is supposed to be perfect vision, so let's try to have perfect vision on what's going on and what we want to accomplish and where we want to go. And maybe we go with a slogan like that, it might help us to survive. But anyway, folks,
right.
Have a good day. Thanks for taking my call, and again, he's a family.
So, all right. Thank you, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next, we're going to my friend Dan Sutterfield on line 5. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, buddy. How about you?
Well, I woke up alive. By golly.
Yeah, it surprises me every morning when I do that.
I'm here. All right. Hey, listen, I've got a request for the people that saw fit to take advantage of the fundraiser that we had on RBN. In 2018, we did two fundraisers, and in this past year, we did one.
Right.
And the fundraiser amounted to, for those that might not know about it, the fundraiser amounted to a $500 donation to RBN. They got a $25,000 membership, lifetime membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility out in Nevada. And what I would love to hear is some feedback from some of the people that took advantage of that. And I did get some personal feedback on the phone from a couple of them, but I would like to think that more than two out of all the people that donated have had a chance to get out there. I'd love to hear some feedback on the air of their experience at Front Sight. And this is not set up by any means. I mean, they could call up and had a bad experience. I kind of doubt that, but I'm opening it up. I mean, if you got any more airtime after we get done here, if somebody would like to call in and give us their experience at Front Sight, plus or minus, my guts are on the table. I'm willing to hear it. And I don't think there's going to be any minus. Have you heard of any?
I doubt it. My son hadn't gotten to go yet. Okay. He's been so busy in that warrior transition unit with them finally getting his physical health up to par. But I'm sure he's going to take advantage of it.
There's no deadline. And as we told people many times, there's no monthly fees or dues to that membership. You go when you go, and there is a $50 background check fee, but that's good for a full year. So if I was doing it again, I would I'd take a number of classes, maybe two or three classes while I was out there, and get the biggest bang for your buck out of that $50 background check fee that's good for a year. But I'd love to have some feedback from some of them. And for the listeners out there this morning, if anybody wants to get caught up on that fundraiser, more questions answered about it. We're not officially running the fundraiser on the air now, even though, Tim, I still hear a radio spot every now and then come through. I guess it's tagged in on the end of something else. It usually comes in. Huh?
I didn't do it.
I wasn't blaming you, buddy. But a couple of my friends that know about this, they call me up and go, "Dan, I heard that spot on the radio again. I don't want you to get in trouble with Front Sight because we officially can't talk about the fundraiser now." I know the guys at the station there are overloaded and busy, and it may be hard to dig all that up and cut it out. But if anybody's got any questions on what we did, they can call the home office there at RBN, or they could call me, and I'll fill them in on what we did. And we hope to run another fundraiser this year, and I'm going to try to get permission to start it on July 4th like we did last time.
That sounds like a plan, Dan.
But I've got to get permission officially from Piazza to do that before we really start pushing it on the air.
Well, you know me. I'll plug it every chance I get because that was a great fundraiser.
Oh, it was. I don't know what it did to keep RBN, I mean, I don't think that was the only thing that kept RBN alive. But
no, monthly donations, I think, do that.
Yeah, oh yeah, but it sure gave it a good infusion there. It gave it good boost. I know that.
Well, I know everybody at RBN thanks you for that, Dan. I know that for a fact.
Well, I'll tell you, that was an extremely humbling and worthwhile thing for me to do. I really enjoyed doing that. I met some wonderful people. Of course, I only met them on the phone, but you know, I had a few men that actually broke up a little bit on the phone. They were so emotionally charged from that offer, and no pun intended, or not trying to belittle anything, but I had about a dozen God bless yous, and I mean that sincerely. The people were very thankful that that offer came through.
Well, that's an incredible offer.
Yeah, now, they knew they needed the training. They wanted their whole family to go, and they couldn't afford it until this came along.
Well, according to RBN, Julie just sent me a message. She says it was really great for RBN, which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. One of the most rewarding things I've done in many a year, to be able to help like that, you know.
Well, it's definitely needed, folks. And don't forget to go to the donation page at republicbroadcasting.org if you can afford anything at all to help support the network. And by the way, folks, just so you know, none of the hosts get paid. Your money goes directly to RBN to keep us on the air, just so you know.
And Statmiller's not driving around in a great big fancy Cadillac either.
No. No, no.
He's about as frugal a man as I've met. I've eaten dinner with him a number of times, visited with him a lot on the phone, and he's about as straightforward and honorable man as I've ever met.
I agree.
Yep.
I absolutely agree with you, Dan.
Yeah, I had the pleasure to meet him at a couple of the preppers things that they had down in Springfield and Lebanon, and very nice man.
He is.
All right, Tim, that's all I wanted to just kind of remind people that there'll be a fundraiser, hopefully, crossing our fingers. It's not in the bag yet, starting again July 4th. You know, every time we did those three fundraisers, Tim, it took about a month after we started it, kicked it off, did all the talking about it, all the spots on the radio. It took about a month before I could get the first phone call. It just takes people a while to get around to listening and deciding, hey, that might be something I ought to do. So maybe this time when we start it on July 4th, did I mention July 4th? Hopefully we'll start it. Hopefully we won't have to wait a month to get the first response. And they need to be telling their friends, too, because what I haven't got, which I was kind of surprised, was a lot of referrals from the ones that did do it. Nobody called up and said, hey, my buddy was on the radio the other day and listening, and he told me about this good deal. I hadn't got maybe one or two of those calls through everybody else that donated. And I was really surprised. They need to be talking to their friends more to get the word out, you know, whenever we do start that fundraiser. All right, Tim, I appreciate what you're doing today. And as far as you know, John's planning on coming to the meetup this evening in Raleigh, isn't he?
I do not believe he'll be there. I don't know that for a fact.
He said he was planning on it. Okay.
He's up somewhere in the St. Louis area. I don't know where.
Okay.
But he had some work he had to take care of. So he might be there. He might not. I'm not speaking for him, but I'm just letting you know where he's at.
Okay. Well, we're going to have the meetup whether he's there or not.
Roger that.
Yep. So if anybody wants to come to that meetup, it's at the old Benton Square School in the middle of Rolla, Missouri. You can look that up on your GPS, I'm sure. I think it's real close to 6th and Pine Street. I'm not sure. I think it's real close.
That sounds close.
Yep.
Now, Dan, that starts at 5 o'clock, and the meeting upstairs is at 6 o'clock, right? 1700 and 1800.
Yeah, we have been getting there just a little bit earlier so we don't have to rush through the meal. Most of us get there about 4:30. We order, eat a nice meal, pretty reasonable price there, and then we go upstairs at 6, and we've got a real nice spot where we can sit. It's quiet, seats about 35 people at the most, We've almost filled it up a few times.
And, yeah, one time I was there, it was about full, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nice place. All right, Tim, thank you so much, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you very much, Dan. You have a good one, buddy. Okay, we have got Elizabeth in New York on line three. Elizabeth, we're going to be going to a break, but hello again.
Hi. Yeah, go ahead and do the break.
Yeah, I'd like you to hold on.
Are you ready for it now?
Yeah, right now. So just hang on. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, no time for any more calls. Getting ready to wrap up the show. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on this, a Thursday, the second day of January, 2020, brand new year. Happy New Year, folks. Right now we're speaking with Elizabeth in New York. That's right. Okay, Elizabeth, what do we want to talk about? We got about 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, I know we don't have a whole lot of time. This is why I'm calling back in. The volcanic seismicity on the West Coast is getting real serious right now.
Isn't it?
There's like seven different volcanoes currently venting steam. And that means, yes, that the cap of the volcanoes are somewhat compromised. If steam is escaping, that means that the upper part of the volcano has thinned out. The other thing that they have found, there's a lot of magma up and down the west coast that's setting up these earthquakes. Not only that, but it also had something to do with the fires, with trees burning from the roots up. That's why some of the trees were blown from the inside out.
All right, now
and
this lava
the other
moving
thing is that there is a white paper out there. It was written by Terry Rempel. He's a generalist from Vancouver Island, British Columbia, Canada, and this man absolutely knows what he's talking about.
Right.
If people go and look it up on the internet, they can not only look at the paper that he's done. There is a video out there on YouTube, Volcanic Seismicity, Terry Rempel. That's R-E-M-P-E-L. People need to really look into this because it's extremely serious.
And all right, Elizabeth, let me interrupt for just a second. To start with, everything you're saying is absolutely true. Now, let's differentiate. We got a minute or two left. A lot of those, what people are thinking are earthquakes, are actually tremors. And I agree with you that the activity is caused by lava moving. I absolutely agree with you on that. Everything I'm reading and studying is saying the same thing. I'm not aware of that white paper, but I'm going to look it up. Now, there's also, just so you know, there's a guy called Dutch Sense, one word, on YouTube that's been
aware of Dutch Sense.
Yeah, he's accurate.
Yeah.
So
yes, he is. He does know quite a bit of what triggers certain quakes, and he's very good at forecasting where he believes certain ones will be happening. The other thing is that NASA was flying a 747, I think it was. I don't know, up and down the West Coast. And from the thermal imaging and everything, this is how they came to know that there's all this magma.
Right.
And we're talking large amounts of it. In fact, they shut down the facility at China Lake because they believe that there's a super volcano forming there right now. The other thing is that Steve Quayle, one of his insiders, says there's trillion tons of carbonate, and it's highly explosive.
Right. Elizabeth, we're out of time. Thank you for calling. If you want, call on my show Saturday. Check the 12 right here on RBN. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. To the best of my knowledge, John will be back on the air tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. Please tune in to our show on RBN Saturday, 10 to 12. Everybody have a good day. Happy New Year once more. Bye-bye.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.